Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, July 12th, and our guests are, well, you know, they were possible guests.
Yeah.
But they still didn't show up, so that sucks, man. But tomorrow we have guests. We have some fun guests tomorrow. So, but other than that, we're just left here to talk shit again.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Are you more rested today?
I am. I feel great today.
Great.
I feel like a new person today. I also went to bed at 8:30 last night.
Good. You see, sleep will do it for
because
you.
Because I went home and I couldn't nap.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was up all day feeling like death, but I just couldn't fall asleep because I felt too much like death. So
really?
It was just so bad. I could not fall asleep. So I went to bed at like 8:30.
Good for you.
And I was up at 5, took the dog for a walk, came back in, had some breakfast.
That's a long sleep, but it's good. It lets you rest a little bit.
Yeah, very long sleep.
I know. I'm still getting only 6 hours because I can't get myself to go to sleep before 2 o'clock, you know?
That's wild.
I know, you know? So, I mean, I just get busy with the iPad and the books and all that stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, maybe another 15 minutes, another half hour.
Right. I see. I'm trying to catch up on my sleep this weekend because I know once my friend gets here next weekend, it's just going to be like zero.
Yeah, like lots of
zero rest because she's going to want, let's do this and let's do that and let's
right.
do this.
And you have no problem with that.
No, but I also get, I'm not used to doing it that many days in a row. I'll do it like once and then take like 5 days off.
Yeah.
But she's here Thursday. She gets here late Thursday. So I told her, we're not doing anything Thursday night, girl.
Yeah.
I'm picking up from the airport and we're chilling.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we can go out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's not coming here to see your apartment, you know?
No, def not.
Yeah.
And my apartment is still in the midst of looking like garbage right now. So fantastic.
Is the dog getting along in the apartment?
He's great. He needs to go to a follow-up for the vet. He does have some issues. But other than that, he's like a great dog. He doesn't like freak out when I leave. When I get home, he's like laying on the couch or the bed, just chilling. Doesn't wee or poo in the house. It's like anyone's dream dog, you know?
How old is he, do you know?
They say 3, but they say everyone's 3. They said the first dog was 3,
really?
Too. Yeah, I was like, come on. This dog is definitely like, he's got gray hair.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's very cute, though.
That's cool. I guess yesterday was Celebrate All American Pet Photo Day. An Instagram or something?
I didn't see
that?
Anybody's pet
July 11th? I don't know. That's what they said.
No clue.
So they're showing dogs with patriotic clothes and all kinds of shit they put on them. You know, those poor dogs, man.
Dogs actually don't like that, by the way.
I know.
They don't like getting dressed up.
I know.
So when I see a dog with like a sweater or something, I'm like, you're torturing that poor thing.
Right. So they're putting the glasses on them and
shit.
You know, I mean, what's that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I know. So I'm continuing my, it's not really a battle, but I'm getting used to the cat, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm really spoiling him now, you know? And he still goes on, like, furniture and shit.
I mean, cats will always do that.
I know.
They're not like dogs where you can train them to be like, no, kitty, no. They're all
right.
Like,
plus, the cats can do it. They can jump high.
Yeah.
Dogs can't do it.
No. Like, my cats back home used to like sleep on top of like the kitchen cupboards. I'm like, how the fuck did you even get up there?
Right. That's
so
what they
crazy.
Like, you know? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you think that birds get stung by wasps as well?
Birds?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if they ever catch up to them.
Yeah, because I was like, there was a wasp right there, and then a bird just flew over there. I'm like, I wonder if they cross paths, so the wasp would freak out and sting it.
So we still have wasps up here?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's on the fourth floor, not
the
first.
Yeah, they're on the outside, so there you go.
Mm-hmm. So there was these twins on Bad Girls Club that came on the season after.
Uh-huh.
Gabby and I, because so me and Gabby were the first twins on Bad Girls Club, and then there's these other twins that came on the show, and they used to always, they live, like, on their Instagram, they are living that lavish designer lifestyle. Like, don't get me wrong, their pictures are fantastic. Like, they're always dressed to the nines and, like, whatever designer they're wearing, fancy bags, Chanel, Gucci, Prada, you name it. Right. And they always used to talk shit about how I was broke and how I was still living with my parents at the time and so on and so forth. So this pops up.
So they were like, they were just bad mouthing you and shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely talked shit to them as well. I mean, I didn't start talking shit to them until they started making fun of, like, my financials. And I was like, you don't even know me, but.
Yeah.
So this popped up and it says, please hold. I have to find
this. This pops up where? On your?
Everywhere. On all social media. It says, Bad Girls Club star Sinead Clermont arrested and charged with wire fraud after stealing dead man's credit card.
Whoa.
So she went on a prostitution date. The text messages, the NYPD released the text messages. She offered sex to this guy for $400.
Uh-huh.
And it's like their text message exchange where he's saying, like, don't come fancy, just come and chill. And she's like, how about $400? He's like, yeah, that's fine. Here's my address. And they scribbled out the apartment number and she said she was on her way. He overdosed and he died.
Before she got there?
They don't know if it was... No, after.
After she
got there. Yeah, the clerkman in the front desk said that she came in and she said her name was Aubrey.
Uh-huh.
It's not. We know who you are, bitch.
Okay, so she went to his place.
Yeah, she went to his place.
He was found dead later?
Hours after she left. Okay. Of an overdose of fentanyl and cocaine.
And now, did they obviously had to question her and stuff.
I don't know. She just got arrested.
Yeah.
So they've been investigating since 2017, but she's an idiot because she stole his credit card. Either she knew he was dead and she took it, or she stole it and booked it and then he died after.
Right.
But it seems like the most realistic would be she knew he was dead because... If he's only paying you $400 for sex, he's not giving you $20,000 to rack up on his credit card.
Right.
I'm sorry. And that's probably the defense she's going to go to because he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
But she got
But that's amazing. I mean, I wonder if there's like foul play there. They're probably going to fucking wonder if she caused it or something.
Yeah. So she bought plane tickets. She paid her cell phone bill. She paid her rent. She got clothes. She got bags. There's like receipts of all the stuff she bought.
$20,000. Really? Wow.
And I was just thinking to myself, karma's a bitch, huh?
Yeah, it is.
You talk, people, this is what I'm saying. On Instagram, people literally post all these like amazing pictures and like all these experiences that they're going through. And you really have no idea what type of shit they're doing on the side. Like little Beale, everyone's like goals. These twins are goals because they were like, they just did Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's Yeezy. They just modeled for them.
Really?
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh my God, Kim Kardashian is liking her pics and she's modeling for Kim Kardashian. Meanwhile, she stole a dead man's credit card and is racking up money. So here they are making fun of me for I'm broke and how I need to be an escort or do whatever. It's this for all the ladies listening. Stay true to yourself. Don't do anything you don't want to do because in the end you could be fucked just like this bitch.
Exactly. You never know, man. And yeah, shit. Prostitution. Huh?
So I don't know. So they keep calling it a prostitution date. I'm like, no, it's just prostitution. There was no date involved. She went to his apartment. He didn't take her to dinner and paid her $400 for showing up. My thing is he probably died while she was there, and she was like, oh man, I didn't get my $400, and took his credit card.
Right.
I mean, and then she got like trigger happy and kept spending.
Yeah, and I mean, who would do that? You know, anybody else would fucking freak out.
I would call the cops and be like, hey, listen, like, I was here and I was doing some illegal activity because prostitution is not legal, people.
Right. And besides, you know, I mean, the thing is that they brought her in, they finally arrested her because, look, I mean, she'd be the first one they turn to, you know? Because she was there or before or after, whatever, you know?
Right. I mean, everyone is like, so I posted on the blog yesterday. I'm just like, this is what I'm saying. You have people posting this lavish lifestyle, but they're sleeping in a car as their Gucci purse as their pillow. Like, you literally have no idea.
Right. So at least you're honest about it.
Yeah, at least I'm honest about my shit. I'm broke, bitches. And I'm not even, I mean, I'm broke, but I'm like broke enough to be surviving. Like I'm not broke to the point where I'm not how I was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I'm still fucking poor though. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not rock bottom where I was.
Good. We're glad to hear that.
Yes.
You're moving up the ranks.
I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah.
But everyone is like making me out to be the bad guy because I commented on the blog. I'm like, nope, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. She literally called me broke as many times as possible, made fun of me for never wearing designer. I'm like, and here you are stealing a dead man's credit card. Let me repeat that. A dead man's credit card. Can you imagine what type of person you have to be? One, if he died in her presence, to see a dead body, and the initial thought you have is, let me take his credit card and spend all his. That is crazy.
Yeah, it must
have been a short period of time, because who was pay, no one was paying his credit card bill because he was dead. So she must have spent that 20 racks like almost immediately.
Yeah.
So how long can you go to jail for like fraud and identity theft?
I have no idea. We'll find out. Mm. You're going to inform us. I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
You're going to follow up on that one.
Mm-hmm. She got released from jail yesterday on a 100K bond.
Really?
I'm like, is that money stolen too, girl? Or because how do you have $100,000 to bail yourself out of jail? But
no, you get
stealing...
you go to bail bonds. You don't get the money yourself. There's
oh,
like
and then you pay
bonds.
It back like a credit card or something, right?
Right, right.
Damn, can you imagine having $100,000 in debt for a crime
right.
that
and
you
for
did
bail
commit?
Bonds, they'll send fucking people with baseball bats to get
yeah.
that money back.
Yeah, I know. Like bounties, right? Or yeah. some shit? What a stupid... And she has a twin sister.
Yeah.
And me and Gabby like called each other and we were laughing yesterday. I'm like... Dude, if you ever did some shit like that, I would, one, call the cops on you. Be like, my sister fucked up. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Like, she freaked out. I would never let you spend anybody's money on a credit card. Like, how is your sister not telling you that you're an idiot?
Right.
But you guys are, like, talking online like you guys are best friends. No best friend would ever let their friend commit that kind of felony.
Yeah.
Like, did you think you were not going to get caught? Everything is traceable. It's 2018.
Yeah. Well,
you can't even like download porn without people knowing.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You leave traces everywhere.
Everywhere. Isn't that creepy, kind
yeah.
of?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll be on Instagram and then those sponsor ads pop up. And I'm like, how do they know that I was just looking at this website?
Because they do.
How do they know I was just on Amazon? Yeah. And it'll be like the exact item I was looking up on Amazon.
Like, I know. On Facebook all the time.
I'm like, it's so creepy. Yeah.
It is.
Very creepy.
Right.
I'm glad I'm nobody important.
Well, they're sort of like doing this to make things easier for you, like to cater for what you like.
Right.
But it is spooky because it follows you from one website to another. I think there's something you can do now to prevent that. I'm not sure. I read somewhere. But you probably have to install something or something.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't really care. I just think it's kind of magnificent that like your phone like knows what you're looking at on your computer.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like everything is just connected
right.
to like who you are and like what you like.
Yeah, yeah. Because mm-hmm. you have an identity online whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, that's pretty scary, man, but the world has become like this, and now people are not that concerned about their privacy anymore.
Right.
You know? They're like, here, this is what I do, you know, but I think eventually it's gonna blow up, you know. People are going to go like, what? I can't, you know, you can't do anything, really, without mm-mm. being traced.
No, nothing. Only I don't even think you can, like, be sitting in your apartment by yourself without being traced.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, my friend puts tape over her camera on her laptop.
Right.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people do that.
She's like,
I think
they're watching me. I'm like, really, guys?
They could.
I mean, they could be, but, like, who cares?
You saw Black Mirror, didn't you?
Yeah, when he was masturbating to the child pornography, and then his life was over.
Yeah, so that's why you cover your cameras, especially if you don't use them.
I don't see how a grown-ass man could be attracted to a child. Like, that doesn't make
sense. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's totally that. But what I'm saying is just in general. I mean, you could be sitting there with your tits out or something, you know, and people would film it and put it on the internet, you know? It's like...
Oh, I've never even thought of that. I've been on my laptop 1,000 times, like, right out of the shower, just like,
no, but
hours.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, people could do that. You wouldn't even know the camera's working. And that's why you want to cover it.
But isn't the green light supposed to be on if it's working?
Well, they can do it so it doesn't come on.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Thank God I live a semi-boring life. And
you can program a computer to do just about anything.
That's
you know?
True.
Yeah. So, but do you think that even though we do that, our phones we don't cover? And our phones, they can see everything we do through the phone.
Mm-hmm. And hear anything. I don't even think you need to be like on a call without them being like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder how many people have to be like working in the world for everyone to be tracked, though. Or they're just tracking like the people that they have to. I mean, if they wanted to be like Danielle Victor and like zoom up to where I am right now, LA Talk Radio, I'm sure they could do that. But like, they're not going to, because it's like, what?
Who cares?
Yeah, like, who cares? Like, how? Why? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, but one day somebody might have some interest in finding you, and that might be a problem.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I know.
That's creepy.
I know, man. But you can't really hide your identity. I don't care what you do, what you say. There's always going to be something, you know?
Yeah. That's why I don't know how they made so many purchases off his credit card.
Mm.
Because don't you have to put like his address, his name, unless she stole like his.
Not if you go to a retailer or something, you know. If you
I guess. And if you're like ordering online and stuff. But they were like ordering plane tickets.
Really?
Yeah, like the NYPD listed all
the
things.
She could know his address and his name, right?
How awful.
Yeah, I know. Well, he took the story to the grave with him, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I can't even
defend
himself
now. God, I would freak
now.
Out if I was with someone and they died.
And they died? I would literally
especially
freak
if you were, like, in a prostitution situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would rather, I would just call. I'd be like, hey, listen, fuck me. But, like, this dude, just.
Yeah, yeah. Just croaked on
Chess me. Croaked. I'm going to need you guys to come here. I'm going to leave, but you guys need to come.
Yeah. That'd be freaking out.
I mean, and did she also not see any episodes of Law and Order? Like, even if you left the apartment, they can use cell phones now to literally read text messages, even if you deleted them. Like, you could delete an entire thread of text,
right?
And they could still pull up.
Yeah,
because
it stays
text.
In the clouds, probably. Somewhere,
yeah.
You know?
So I'm like, hello. They're going to know that you were there.
Yeah.
Even if you said your name was Aubrey. Oh, God.
Aubrey.
Can you imagine?
Oh, well. Yeah,
somebody are. Offering just $400 to sleep with you? That's so low.
I know, but a lot of girls would probably do it.
Yeah,
I know
some girls out here that do it for $250.
Really?
I'm like, you're sleeping with this dude for $250? Yeah, my old roommate used to sleep with people
for
like pennies.
That's the thing. When you prefer to take the easy way rather than to go and work, you know? They go and fuck the way to the top. But,
yeah.
You can't possibly feel good about yourself afterwards.
No. Or you just feel no emotions. And clearly this girl's a sociopath if she took a dead man's credit card.
Yeah.
So people like that can probably definitely have sex and be like, carry on. She doesn't care. Goes to bed. The same way she woke up in the morning feeling fantastic about herself. Narcissistic.
Yeah. No, I mean, nobody would probably even know if the guy hadn't died, you know?
Yeah. Yep. And that's why I'm saying there's no way he gave her the credit card and said, hey, spend $20,000 when I'm sleeping with you for $400.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I hope she has a really good lawyer.
Maybe it was a sugar daddy situation or something.
No, if you read the text, they didn't know each other.
Oh, they didn't?
No, hold on.
Wow.
Hold on.
So this was like the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It was like they've never met before.
Oh, okay. Man, I'm freezing in here, you
know? Yeah, it's so cold.
Isn't it cold?
It's unbearable.
And the thermostat is ineffective here. I don't know why they even have one here. No matter what we do with it, it's still freezing. Or it gets really hot here.
He said, what do you want to do? I want to see you for the amount we agreed on, so you tell me. Let's do 400. Okay, how far are you from 53rd and 2nd? So they had no idea.
Yeah.
It was just like a random meetup for sex. How do you just like sleep with someone like that, Sam?
I don't know. How do they connect? Like on Craigslist? They don't have Craigslist like that anymore. They probably have like websites, you know?
Yeah, like there's sugardaddy.com.
Right, things like that, you know?
There's sugar models.
That's probably what the girls tell themselves. They go, oh, if it's a sugar daddy, it's not prostitution.
Or the website. I'm on a website, so it's legal.
Yeah.
No, it's still not legal, girl. Still, hate to break it to you, not
legal.
Well,
not about the legal, but let's say they're like, I'd never be prostitute, right? They don't want to look at them as prostitutes, but they go, oh, yeah, you know, it's my sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. I can take money for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to pay me regularly and everything. So it's not like, but that's crazy, man. So Stormy Daniels was arrested. Did you hear?
Yeah, but what was she arrested for?
Okay, at Ohio strip club, she was performing.
Like stripping.
Yeah. And
I wouldn't want to see her strip, but continue.
And apparently a customer or three customers touched her, and Okay, for allegedly touching three undercover detectives during her performance. So they're saying she touched them, right?
Like in an inappropriate way, like grab their dicks.
No, they're saying it was no, I don't think it was like that because her attorney says no, it was, she was allowing her to touch her in a non-sexual manner.
Gotcha.
That's what the attorney says.
Gotcha.
So he's saying it's a setup, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Could be. You know, undercover detectives. But, so they charged her with three misdemeanors and she posted bail of $6,000. So she will plead not guilty, her attorney said. And so she was arrested and the two guys. Two others were part of... Okay, no, so it's probably other dancers or something, you know, were arrested too. But
I mean, she's got to know that she's going to be watched like 24/7 now that she just came out and said the president paid her. Like, come on, girl. You probably shouldn't be stripping for a while.
Right. They don't care, man. I'm telling you. You get into porn, I think you really... I mean, I've talked to them, you know. They don't really... it's not a big deal to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is a way to get famous, to succeed.
But porn stars aren't famous, though. Like, no, not but anymore. Hoping, maybe back in the day.
Their dream is all to get into mainstream movies.
Oh, never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never going to happen, unfortunately. And my dad always, when I moved to LA, he was like, hey, just don't become a porn star if it doesn't work out for you. Because that's what happens. My dad, he like gave me this whole speech about a lot of people come to L.A. to quote unquote make it.
Right.
And then when the money starts to dwindle and they realize, oh, my God, it's not going as planned. Then they turn to like, hey, I can make a quick $20,000 this week if I do anal deep throat penetration, DP.
You still not make that much money.
Not anymore. But I think porn stars used to get paid way more money.
Really?
Yeah, I think
so. I don't know if they did, though, because today's productions are a lot more expensive, you know. I think they're paying. But who knows? Maybe you're right, you know. Now there's just so many, so much competition that they probably say, oh, if she doesn't take the $400, I'll give it to another girl.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And there's so many porn stars.
There's so many.
And none of them are famous, let me tell you.
Yeah. Only to the guys that follow them.
Yeah, exactly. Everywhere. The people that have like super fans. Like, oh,
how
my
God. How can you like fall in love or get fixated with with a porn star?
I don't know.
You know, with a chick that's in porn.
I have no idea.
I mean, they like kind of, I think, follow them like they would like Instagram stars or something, right?
Yeah, they have like mega fans.
Right.
And like fans that not only are fans, but fans that fantasize fucking them. So that's even creepier.
Yeah. I mean,
and
we
more
had a show here. Like last night, there's a show about the porn industry and he brings in porn stars. And the guys, it's like they call them and they're like, oh, I love you. I love your performance. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, what fucking performance? She's fucking, man.
Right.
You know?
Hey, I really like the way you gave that hand job. My favorite part is if you scroll to 30 seconds in, just fantastic. Like, so creepy.
Yeah.
So creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Sex is never going to go away, man.
No, never.
Well, it shouldn't. I mean, we're sexual beings, you know? There's nothing wrong with sex. Nothing wrong with it. You just have to make some smart decisions about your career. Because getting into porn is sort of a one-way door.
Yeah, and then what happens when you get old? Like, it's just like people aren't really thinking about that.
Right.
Like the porn star we've had on here a couple of times. What's her name?
I'm trying to think.
The one who's always late.
Always late?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like porn's done for her. And it's just kind of like anytime she comes in here, I feel like she doesn't really have her shit together.
No.
At all. Like
it's hard. Look, I mean, they get a reputation, you know? Yeah. Yeah, she's always late. That's true. I hope you're not listening, Melissa, but I've told her a million times, you can't be late.
I mean, yeah, last time she had it, you went on like a tangent for 5 minutes about how people shouldn't be late. And I was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. No, but she's late for her own shows, too. You know, it's like, it's not a secret.
My bad. I didn't mean
no, but how could people be late every time?
I was just trying to give an example about how...
I mean, and you're always like in a rush and feeling guilty. And I mean, how can you live like that?
And you can always map it out. I mean, traffic is pretty much the same day to day.
Right.
You know, like if I leave at... Okay, so I start to panic if I look at my clock and it says like 9:29. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I might be a few minutes late. But I know now that I could probably leave my house between, if I want to stop and get a coffee at Starbucks, I got to leave by 9:05.
Right.
Because the line at Starbucks, right, getting parking, blah, blah, blah. If I don't get a Starbucks and I'm coming right here, I can stretch it maybe till 9:22.
Yeah. Because
it only takes, depending, like today there was a little bit of traffic. So I showed up at what, like 9:57, but I didn't stop and get a coffee or anything, but I left my house at 9:25 and I got gas.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could fit all that in.
Yeah, and you know, like I've said a million times, I've lived in the city for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with the same traffic and I'm never late to anything.
Exactly.
You gotta know when to leave, man.
So the thing is, what was I gonna say? I get nervous going to places I've never been before because then I don't know how long it takes me traffic-wise. But I'll always plan to be there a half an hour earlier than what I have to be because I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Right. And especially today with GPS, you know exactly how long it's going to take you. You know?
Yeah. But sometimes it'll say like an hour and 10 minutes. And as you're driving, it's still at an hour and 10 minutes after an hour and 10 minutes has passed. And you're like, damn it.
That's funny. Did you know that Stormy Daniels' real name is Stephanie Clifford?
That's a horrible name. I'm just kidding. Clifford was the dog, the cartoon dog. He's so cute.
Which one?
Clifford.
Oh, Clifford. Yeah. The red big dog?
Yeah, the big dog. They had all the small friends.
Right. I remember that for my kids growing up. Yeah.
That's all I think of when I hear Clifford.
So I've been watching Coco and...
Oh, you started it.
Yeah, I started it. Okay. So I watched probably halfway by now. I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I love the animation, but the story, come on, man.
Okay, like, I'm going to watch it tonight.
You haven't watched it?
No, I was going to, I honestly had that up and I was going to watch it yesterday, but I was just too tired to concentrate on a movie that I haven't seen already.
I thought you'd seen it because you told your sister she would cry.
No, Gabby told me I would cry.
Oh, okay.
She called me and told me to watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, but you got to watch Good Dinosaur.
Yeah.
You promised me you'd watch that one.
Okay, I will.
That one is so good. So sad.
Really?
Oh, my God. I, like, literally get choked up just thinking about the movie.
I just can't see at this point how Coco is going to get to the point where I'm going to cry about
I heard it. She cried in the beginning. So if you're not crying yet.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, in the beginning.
She said she cried in the beginning and then throughout the movie. She cried, like, 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
But we're also females.
I don't know what you saw in that.
Like me, my mom, and my sister, it's so funny. Like, we all cry about the same shit. Right. And, like, sometimes there'll be, like, a commercial on the TV, and we'll all stare at each other, and we'll all be crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're a bunch of pussies.
But, I mean, it's like, the whole movie is like in Land of the Dead, you know? It's kind of like, how do you get these...
Well, it's supposed to be Mexican, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they have like Day of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So then they go and he, yeah.
So who's Coco exactly?
He's a little kid.
Oh, so Coco is the kid in it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I don't want to tell you the story.
No, don't tell me.
Yeah. But I mean, I haven't found it to be sad. You know, I mean,
I'm gonna watch
not any more than I've seen other movies.
I'm going to watch it tonight. If you finish it tonight, I'll
Finding
watch it
Finding Nemo was probably sadder.
Finding Nemo was so sad.
Yeah.
But I haven't finished watching Finding Dory. I will say I started it. I haven't finished it.
Yeah, that one's good, too.
I mean, I love Ellen DeGeneres. It's just kind of frustrating how she really can't remember shit. So I was like, I'm going to come back to this. It was okay when she was just like a side, but a whole movie about her, I was like,
yeah, but it's not all about her forgetting, you know?
I mean,
it's still the same kind of movie.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll finish watching it for sure.
I'm just thinking of, I remember when the movie came out, they said how hard it was to make because when you think about it, it's in the water and in the water, everything moves all the time, you know? So you can't do like still scenes at all.
Yeah.
But,
those animators that do crazy
They're
work.
So fucking, you know, and I'm in the process of like learning this and stuff again because when I did computer animation like 30 years ago, we didn't have the tools they have today, obviously, you know, it was just starting out. So you couldn't really do characters and stuff like that. Only Pixar could.
Right.
At the time.
Right.
And but today you have the tools, but still you have to be an animator like an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm reading up on now, is really how to treat characters, how to make them come to life, you know. It's not like making a building with reflections and marble and
right,
all that stuff.
Right.
And lighting it. But this is a character.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. It's always been fascinating to me. And Pixar are masters at this. And I hope to be able to show my talent in that too, you know.
Right.
I mean, you see, it's like I never rest. I always have to do new things all mm-hmm. the time, you know.
That's cool,
stimulate
though.
Stimulate myself, yeah. It's like I really want to, you know. Some people will, okay, well, I'll do this because I can get a job or something.
Right.
But that's not my point. My point is I want to be able to do it now that the technology is there. I mean, I wanted to do this way back then to create people
right.
on the computer, but
right.
you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's very true.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if, like, video moves by frames, okay? So it's like still frames. Did you notice, like, when you stop it or pause it, it stays on a still frame, right?
Right, right.
So video's just made of a lot of frames, you know? So there's 30 frames per second. So every time a second passes, they're showing you 30 still shots,
that's
right?
That's so crazy.
And it looks like it's moving.
Right.
But so when I was doing this, imagine it took an hour to create one frame, to render it, like to get the look of it.
Right.
After you built it and everything on the computer, it would take an hour. So to do a second of animation, you needed 30 hours. A second of animation, right?
Yeah, I know what a movie's an hour and 35 minutes.
Right. So, you know, but obviously when they make the movies, you have a lot of computers and a lot of computing power.
Team, and they got a deadline. They're
right.
like, hey, it's got to be done. You're getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, they get a lot of money, so they can do this. But I'm saying just on the personal level, it was not practical. You know, today
right.
the same thing is 100 times better quality and does it in a minute
right.
rather than an hour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. I mean, it was, yeah, I mean, the hardware was just not there. The computers couldn't move the image is fast enough.
Right.
Today, fuck, man. We can watch full motion video on the phone. I mean, you know, we've progressed so much.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's wild, actually.
I know.
And if you look at, if you compare it to animation now towards, like, Cinderella way back in the day from, like, 1959, whenever it was made, it's just so right. different.
It is different. But, you know, I mean, those are classics.
Yeah, those are classics. I actually watched classic. The Little Mermaid yesterday because I didn't want to rewatch. Really? I didn't want to watch something that I hadn't seen when I felt hungover because I felt like I wasn't going to be concentrating. So I just put on an old, yeah. but I was in the mood for a Disney film. That one's a classic.
Yeah.
When she says bye to her dad at the end, though, I was weeping.
Really?
It's not good to cry when you have a hangover. You feel like even more like shit. It's probably why I went to bed at 8:30.
Well, I wouldn't know. I can't remember the last time I had a hangover.
It is not fun.
No.
No. Mm-mm. No. So when my friend gets here, I'm gonna practice that 2-drink minimum. I'm
yeah.
not gonna pregame.
Maximum, you mean?
Maximum, yeah.
Okay,
I said
good.
Minimum.
Yeah. Well, that's what they usually say when you get to the club.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell her too, because when she parties, she drinks so much, and like, but she be the one that's puking. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that for 4 days straight.
Why do people do that? Why do you have to drink so much? Not you, but people in general.
No, it's true. It's people in general. It's just like don't know how to stop.
I think there's so much pain. They're trying to push it all down, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
What else could it be? You know, you just want to be mindless.
Right.
Out of control so you can blame your
right.
behavior on something else, you
right.
know? Wow. That's terrible, man, because alcohol can be enjoyed. But when it's abused, my God.
Like, I really like to have, like, a nice buzz on.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a good time to drink, like, 2 glasses of wine. And I mean, like, the large 2 glasses of wine. And then just have that steady, like, buzz for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
But it's not enjoyable to drink an entire bottle of wine and then the next day be like, why, God?
Yeah. There's never a good reason why,
no.
right?
Nope. There's never a good reason. No depression, I mean, no happiness, no celebration.
I mean, you know, if you're going anywhere where you need to get that shit-faced, maybe you're not having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes I get really drunk around new guys I'm talking to because I'm nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would never do that, though, because... Because
then you embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm so nervous,
what
I just
about
keep
the first
drinking.
Depression?
I know. I'm like, that's out the window. Call me, please. Don't block my number.
So what about that guy? Has he been bugging you still? The one that flaked on you? Or
oh, no, he went back to the UK.
Oh, he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So who knows when I'll see him next, but he's trying to move to LA, so...
So is everybody else.
So is everybody else.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's really, really, really good at modeling, so I think that's something he should probably take up.
Mm.
Like, he's got the body for it and the facial structure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He looks like Ricky Martin, kind of.
Yeah, I saw the picture. He does, kind
of.
Yeah.
Like the straight version of Ricky Martin.
Well, Ricky Martin's
beautiful.
Know he's straight, maybe he's bi.
Yeah, but I feel like he's in the limelight. Don't you think somebody would have come out by now?
I don't know, but in the limelight? Well,
yeah,
he's
like
not
he's,
really famous, is he?
I mean, he's like kind of like me, like a Z-list.
Okay,
he's done like a bunch of TV shows. He's done like Love Island and X on the Beach in the UK, and now he's done like two shows on the US for the MTV. So I feel like by now, somebody somewhere would have said something.
Yeah, but do people really care? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But wouldn't you say that many male models are gay?
I don't know. I think sometimes that's a misconception.
Is it?
Yeah, like
okay,
I follow
I
this guy on Instagram who's a male model, and if I didn't know him, I would think, okay, maybe. But that's me judging him off because he's so pretty in his pics,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But I've seen him out and he's always with a new bitch.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything, I guess, these days. Because even if you're gay, sometimes you can still have a thing for women, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hopefully he's not.
Yeah.
For my sake. I don't like to share dicks.
No dick sharing, huh?
No.
Wow.
Nope.
So this woman went to buy a car, or so-called, or at least...
what did you just say?
It appeared that way.
Oh,
a woman,
she went to go buy her car.
Yeah, she went to go buy her car,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking to the sales manager. Then she just gets in the car and drives off, and he's trying to stop her, so she's dragging him alongside of the car.
Oh, my God, what is
and
wrong with
people?
And
then she disappeared with the car. They still haven't found her. Can you imagine?
How have you not found her yet?
Yeah, and besides, how does she think she's going to get away with this? What's wrong with people?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, this is in Philly, I guess. But it's crazy, you know?
I mean, it's just, but first of all, how do they not have trackers in their car? They should have been found that 5 minutes after she left a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it should be a thing that if someone tries to steal a car, you're just like, wave at them and say, see you in like an hour, you stupid ass motherfucker.
Right. But it's not so much about the car, I think, but, you know, she almost killed the manager, too.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely going to jail.
Yeah. It's not going to end nice.
No,
huh?
It's not. Like,
it won't end well.
No, she's probably, like, celebrating somewhere. Like, I stole this car. Woo! Little does she know, she's going to be in the news next week. And perpetrator found. Like, it's somewhere stupid, like, right down the street from the shop.
Probably.
Yeah.
Man,
so dumb.
People are so fucking crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can't believe it's Thursday. It's time is flying. It's supposed to be August, Sam.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow, look, I mean, sometimes on these stories, you know, and they have comments on them, but I'm not talking about social media. This is on like a website, a news website. So you read the story, look what this one comment says. I knew she was black before I even saw the pic. Does she not know that Obama, he wanted to write era, so he wrote error. So does she not know that the Obama era is over and she needs to pay for things now? Wow.
Yeah, people are...
Is that like the most racist thing? What the fuck? And he's named disabled vet.
Yeah, sounds about right. Miserable.
Yeah. Well, whatever. People, you're always going to have those trolls and haters.
Yeah, they're going nowhere.
No.
Nowhere.
You know. Are you going to go see the movie Skyscraper?
No, I think it looks so bad. I mean,
does it? It's sort of like they're saying it's like a ripoff of Die Hard, but...
The main bad guy in it is so hot to me. Pablo Schreiber.
Really?
Yeah. He looks so good.
Huh. Let's see. So, yeah, this is about that high-rise in Hong Kong, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And
I don't know. It just seems like how are you going to keep me entertained?
Yeah.
For almost 2 hours with that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like The Rock is blowing up and he's just doing whatever.
Yeah, whatever, like, whatever comes whatever his script, way, right?
Like, he's just saying yes to everything, which yeah. I get it. Make your money. But like at some point, like Denzel Washington, he's not doing any movie.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Yeah, and you know, Johnson plays the same character every time he...
same type.
You
know. Big guy, saves the day.
Right, so it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How about you play a bad guy for once? Switch it up on us, because we're tired of you playing the same exact character.
Well, but he's done comedies, he's done Baywatch, you know, so...
Baywatch was terrible.
Yeah.
Not funny at all. All the funny parts were in the trailer, and I love Zac Efron, but still, no.
Yeah, no, it was a terrible movie.
So bad.
I didn't even finish it.
I didn't finish it either. Yeah. I did not finish it. I was like, I can't do this. I literally cannot do this.
No, man. I never even watched it on TV, not even once.
No. Oh, you mean the actual show?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
I grew up watching that show.
Yeah, yeah.
With Pamela Anderson running out of the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all the stars because... Many of them would go on Howard Stern and that, so I knew from them. But otherwise, I never watched the show.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know, so The Rock is like in all the movies, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger was and Sylvester Stallone. You know, they're all like these action film, you know, like now they're in The Expendables. Have you seen any of those?
No, never got interested in those.
Yeah, because it's not your generation, but it's all the 80s male stars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
he did Escape Plan. Did you ever watch Escape Plan?
No.
Rocky, what's his name?
Oh, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he did Escape Plan with 50 Cent, and I just watched the second one.
Yeah.
And I was like, horrible.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I finished it from beginning to end, but I was like, wow, no, absolutely not. The first one was interesting.
Yeah.
Second one, horrible. So it's like, come on, guys. Please do better.
What other good movies are coming out? Do you know?
Anything Equalizer 2. I cannot wait. Counting Down. I literally go to see that in the theaters by myself.
Yeah?
Instead of waiting for it to come
out. Oh, so I saw there's the first one on Hulu and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. And what does he play? He
plays a retired...
So like vigilante sort of thing?
Well, it starts that he's retired and he has OCD and right. He goes to like this coffee shop and there's like this young girl, Chloe Shorts, or I think that's her name.
Okay, well, don't tell me the whole movie.
Yeah, basically he ends up taking on something he doesn't have to.
Right.
To save her life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Such a badass movie. I've literally seen it probably 15 times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's
well,
so
let's
good.
Check it out.
Entertaining. I'm hoping the second one's just as good.
Probably will be. You also said you're waiting for John Wick 3, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. They said start 2018, but the second one came out pretty John Wick 3. I'm looking right now because I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
Let's see what they say.
I saw the first one. I don't see what the second one is going to bring that the other one didn't.
Oh, my God. It comes out a day before my birthday. I'm so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Next year,
2019. Woo, woo. So excited. You haven't seen any of those or you've seen them all?
I saw John Wick 1.
What? The second one is just as good.
Really?
It wasn't like one of those trilogies that's like it just progressively gets better. Second one might just even be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love the first one. Yeah. But the second one I've seen just as much as the first.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm getting ready, I'll put John Wick or John Wick 2 on.
I
just
why?
Like bounce because it's like when I'm getting ready, I can't concentrate. So I like to watch that movie over and over and over
that's
again.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched movies that many times. The only one, I think there's one movie I've watched 5 times, and that is The Matrix.
I've never seen The Matrix.
Oh, you gotta see it, man.
It doesn't seem like my type of film.
But I mean, just the effects alone are unbelievable.
I've never had interest.
No?
Mm-mm. I love Keanu
Reeves,
though.
It's such an iconic movie. If you like him, I think the movie's so cool. It's got so much innovation.
That's why he's so rich off those movies.
Probably, and other ones, too. You know?
No, that's like what made his... I mean, there's one movie called Knock Knock on Netflix that I just started watching, and the acting is so terrible, I shut it off, and he's in it. And I was pretty disappointed. I was like 15 minutes in, I go, I can't believe he did this.
Yeah.
I can't believe he signed up for this. Like, you're John Wick. Do better.
Right. But he's had movies like Speed and
Speed, fantastic.
Yeah.
With Sandra Bullock.
Right.
And then they were in the second one together too, right?
I think so. I
they were like on the like honeymoon or some shit, and then the boat like is starting to go down.
Oh yeah, with the boat.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is starting, he's like still trying to do movies, but they're just not.
Every movie, he's almost in every movie now as a bad guy. Did you notice?
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
No, name one.
Yeah, I just saw him recently. In John Wick, right?
He's not in John Wick.
Okay, so he was in the other one. Which was the other one I'm thinking
He was in
of?
A new movie called Death Wish.
Yeah.
But his family got like killed.
Yeah, that's based on an old movie.
Is it?
That I've seen. Yeah, okay. I didn't see the new
and
one.
And then he takes on, he starts just killing people on his own.
Right.
And at the end, the cop.
No, then there's like, I saw a heist movie and he was the bad guy there. I saw another. I mean, it seems like almost every movie I watch, he's in there as the bad guy.
I've never seen Bruce Willis as a bad guy.
Or then I saw The Expendables. He was there as a good guy. And Mel Gibson was a bad guy in Expendables 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He fell off. I saw that
because I wanted to see what's her name. And then I told her she was just like in the scene for 2 seconds.
Natalie Byrne. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, her movie, you still got to rent her movie and watch it.
But you told me it's like not great, right?
It's just predictable.
Yeah.
The movie
you're not the one. I looked at reviews.
Yeah.
Reviews said the
No,
worst,
but I did say it.
The worst fucking acting.
I mean, it's just weird filming.
Yeah.
It was weird filming, but it was just predictable. Like, I knew as soon as the movie started, she was the killer.
Wow.
So for me, it was just like, all right, when are we going to, when are we going to figure, when is this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So was
and
it
isn't
like,
it like mostly in the same location all the time in the house? Or
it
something?
Was just in the house, yeah.
Yeah, you see, I mean, I would not enjoy it.
It's called
like
low budget.
Yeah.
They have one location, and because I think she said they filmed it in like 20 days, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Can you imagine filming a whole movie in 20 days? 20 days is not that long.
No.
Mm-mm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
well,
mean,
many
I,
movies, I mean, even full feature, what they shoot for 6-8 weeks at the most, you know?
Yeah, and they barely sleep.
Because today, a lot of work goes into post-production and the effects, all the CG effects.
And the music. And
right.
Yeah, I think most, I mean, the acting has to be good, but I think the movie really does come down to who's putting, like, who's editing it all together.
Right.
Because one bad edit, it's like, this movie sucks.
Yeah. If they don't know how to tell the story, you know. That's what an editor does, really.
I'm counting down for the new James Bond to start, because Tom Hardy's the new James Bond. He's so hot. Mm. Where the hell is he at? I haven't seen Leonardo DiCaprio out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Keanu Reeves out.
They don't have to work hard.
I know, but where are you guys hanging out at? I want to go.
Oh, isn't there an upcoming Mission Impossible, a new one?
I think it comes out this weekend.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see that.
I probably will watch that.
I used to love the TV show. That's way before your time.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a TV show.
Oh, yeah, there was. That's what it was based on, but
it's
different. It's different, although they have a team here, too. It used to be a lot more... For the time, it was great.
Right.
You know, I mean, this was a 60s show.
Right.
70s, maybe.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably see that, but when it comes on DVD. Like, I'm not going to the theater to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Mission Impossible?
No, I've seen every Mission Impossible, though. That's why I'm like, I have to see this, even if it sucks.
Right.
I might have to rewatch the last one just to get a reminder.
The shit is, they don't even play the music, you know?
It's just the same theme song.
But they don't play the theme song.
Throughout the entire fucking movie.
Really?
Yeah.
The Mission Impossible
almost every scene.
How come I don't...
You need to rewatch. Like, it's in... Any time like they're about to do something dramatic, the song comes on.
What? The dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Every single time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Where have I been?
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking there's no connection.
That's
to
a great
the
theme song.
Show.
Whoever came up with that is fucking loaded.
I know.
Do you know how they're just like sit back,
isn't
like
the best?
Still getting that paycheck for every single movie? Like, oh, hey, we're doing another movie. Yep, just write me that check then. Thank
you.
Yeah,
there you go.
It is a great theme song.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, yes.
All right, folks. Thank you all for joining us tomorrow. We are going to have guests, so that'll be interesting. And until then, we'll see you later. Bye, Danny.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.